Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. We are finishing the first part of Jesus' crucifixion. And if you've been listening to our programs, we proved the vague, limited, and apparently contradictory verses in the Quran. And we mentioned the Muslim scholars are unsure about the end of the life of Jesus on earth. They disagree about whether he died on earth, then raised to heaven, or was raised alive to heaven without dying at all. Since these scholars have no definitive evidence or specific information regarding the circumstances of the crucifixion, their differing conclusions involve speculation and theory. I am speaking now using some of my defense lawyer's talks that I used to practice in Egypt. They have no evidence, and they have no facts, and they don't agree on what happened, because the Quran also full of contradictions regarding the end of the life of Jesus. My dear audience, since there is confusion among Muslim scholars about Jesus' death, Islam does allow for the possibility that the biblical account is accurate. As previously stated, the Quran does recognize the Bible as the primary source of enlightenment. I mentioned that to you in one of the programs long time ago, okay? And let me remind you of the verse in Surah 10. It states, if thou, Muhammad, wert in doubt, if you have any doubt as to what we have revealed unto thee, then ask those who have been reading the book from before thee. This verse clearly instructs all Muslim believers to refer to the Bible when questions arise regarding the Quran's meaning. And obviously, there is a big question now about the end of the life of Jesus and his crucifixion. Okay? You tell me why Jesus? Well, Jesus is mentioned in the Quran, referred to in the Quran perhaps about 90 times. And Muhammad only a few times. So it is very important to know the facts about Jesus' life. What did he say? What his disciples, the eyewitnesses, wrote? And what happened to him? Did he die a natural death? Or was he crucified? Okay, we're going to have a lot of fun now discovering the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus according to the gospel, the word of God. All of the accounts in the gospel are specific and consistent that Christ was crucified, he died, and rose from the dead. Okay? Even the Catholic, the Orthodox Church all over the world, Catholic all over the world, evangelicals all over the world, all agree that Jesus was crucified, he died, and rose from the dead. They disagree about many other, perhaps non-essential or even important issues. However, about Jesus' life, they never disagreed that he was crucified, died, and rose from the dead. for nearly 2,000 years, all true followers of Christ throughout the world, in Egypt and America and Brazil and Canada, all over the world, believed in the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ because of the clear testimonies in the gospel to these facts. Okay? That's to start with. We can trust the Bible and what it says about Jesus' crucifixion. Why? I can speak to you from an ex-defense lawyer perspective, because the gospel records the testimony of eyewitnesses. Okay? The Bible records what took place in public. Let me give you an example. The Apostle Peter, who at one time denied Jesus, denied that he knows Jesus, because he was afraid, is speaking to the Jews after the healing of a crippled man. You can read this beautiful, interesting story, what happened in the book of Acts, in the Gospel, chapter 4, verse 10. Apostle Peter said, "Then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed." 7 weeks after Jesus' crucifixion, Apostle Peter said to a great multitude of Jews, you can read this, and I am quoting from the Gospel, the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 22 to 24. "Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." When Peter said these words to the Jews who were there, they never denied that they crucified Jesus. Okay? The Bible records that 3,000 of them put their faith in Jesus after Peter finished speaking to them. Would they believe in Jesus if they had any doubt that he was really crucified? And in the gospel, Jesus predicts his own death and resurrection to his 12 disciples. We'll talk about that, the gospel account of Jesus' crucifixion. My friend, you tell me why? I tell you, because we read in the gospel, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. My friend, since all people sinned, the Savior that God will send must be without sin, so he can die for our sins, not for his sin. Jesus, our Savior, is the only person, according to the gospel, and the Quran agrees, and according to the hadith, who lived his life without committing one single sin. Because Jesus is God who came in human flesh. Why can't you believe that? If there is anything impossible for God, my friend, the most wonderful news God revealed through the gospel is if you decided to repent, which means to be serious about forsaking anything you know you are doing wrong, and to tell God, "I want to live my life according to your will." Actually, pray with me right now and tell God, "I believe that Jesus died for my sins and took the punishment I deserve. Jesus is my Savior. I believe in that God. I want to live with you forever. You promised to forgive me, God, when I put my faith in Jesus and repent. And I am doing that right now, God. And I am repenting. And I am putting my faith in Jesus. that he paid the penalty for my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages he inspires Sammy to share to equip his Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which he guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Continuing the topic of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ according to the gospel, and just want to remind you that Jesus predicts his own death, resurrection to his 12 disciples. I know that most Christians know this. It's good to be reminded and also to inform others who do not know that. The gospel records in many passages, such as gospel according to Jesus' disciple Luke, chapter 18, verses 31 to 33, and I am going to quote here, Jesus told his 12 disciples, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." This is a very important passage that Jesus took his 12 disciples aside and told them about his death and resurrection. The prophecies will be fulfilled. Everything is written by the prophets. This is very important because the Old Testament was written hundreds of years before Christ came to earth. It contains many inspired prophecies of one glorious Savior who would one day be sent by God and would be called Anointed One, the Messiah. And of course, many of our Muslim audience know that Jesus is given the title the Messiah, not only according to the Bible, but also according to the Quran. At least 11 times in the Quran, Jesus is called the Messiah. However, we are focusing on the gospel now. There are 61 major prophecies in the Old Testament about the coming Messiah, which were fulfilled in Jesus with 100% accuracy. Some of my Muslim friends told me, "See, you just read in the gospel, Luke chapter 18, that Jesus said, we are going up to Jerusalem and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled." So Jesus called himself the Son of Man to let everybody know that he is just a man, a human. Part of my answer to our precious Muslim friends, Jesus called himself the Son of Man. Yes, but Jesus also called himself the Son of God in many verses in the Bible. He used both titles to help us see his humanity as well as his deity, which indicate that he is the Messiah. For example, the prophet Daniel used the messianic title, Son of Man, and prophesied that the coming Messiah is divine. We read in the Old Testament, Daniel chapter 7, I am quoting, "In my vision at night, I looked, And there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. In this passage, my friend, which I just read to you from the Bible, from Daniel, Prophet Daniel saw in a vision a person like a son of man, referring to the fact that he was human in his appearance. He also saw that this person was given sovereign power and would be worshipped by all. His dominion is everlasting, and he is the king of an eternal kingdom. Obviously, this one who is like a son of man was more than just a man. Clearly, my friend, the prophets declared in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, that the coming Messiah would be far superior to a mere prophet. Both Old and New Testament scriptures teach the divine human nature of the Messiah, Christ Jesus. And of course, our Savior Jesus Christ used the term Son of Man on several occasions where he actually was confirming his deity. Let me give you an example. Jesus said that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. We read that in the gospel recorded according to Jesus' disciple, Matthew chapter 9, verse 6. Also, Jesus said that the Son of Man is the one who shall judge the world. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16, verse 27. Actually, Muhammad also said Jesus is coming back as a just judge. And that was one of the information that when my wife learned about, she was studying to become a Muslim teacher in Al-Azhar Islamic University in Cairo and to become an Arabic teacher. And she asked her father why Jesus is appointed by God as the judge who will judge all people justly. And that was the beginning of her journey to discover who Jesus really is. And of course, she became born again Christian and she suffered for her faith. Her faith was so genuine that she was thrown in prison for her faith in Christ. However, back again to our topic, the term or title Son of Man does not indicate the human nature alone nor the divine nature alone, but indicates the unity of the two nature. My friend, remember the words of God which Jesus said to his disciples, which were recorded in the gospel according to Luke chapter 18. We are going to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again. Hallelujah. My friend, we read in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 26, those who condemned Jesus spit on his face and mocked him, which is the greatest contempt and disgrace to a person. We read in the Bible, Prophet Isaiah said regarding the Messiah, I hid not my face from shame and spitting, predicting what will happen to Jesus. Prophet David described crucifixion 1,000 years after the coming of Christ. In Psalm 22, we read, a band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. Psalm 22, to be continued next week, God willing. if Jesus didn't come back again. I want to remind you, my friends, that Jesus suffered, was mocked. They spat on his face. They slapped him. He was whipped. He suffered so much because God so loved you, my friend. That's what the Bible told us. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. To put your faith in Jesus, you can pray with me if you mean it from all your heart. These words: Dear God, thank you for loving me enough to sacrifice for me. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins, for taking my place. Jesus, I believe in you that you are my Savior. I invite you to come into my heart. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. I want to do your will, God. Save me. I put my faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, don't hesitate to contact me. Would love to give you some free materials, encourage you, congratulate you for making the best, most important decision you can ever make in your life. Rest of my audience, I am here to serve you no matter what your Christian background. We are one family, one team, serving our Heavenly Father together. Contact me if I can pray with you or help you to reach your non-Christian friends, including Muslims.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy,
SAMY at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.